Welcome to Ellie's World. I'm your host, Ellie Crystal, and today we are going to be talking about a topic called What Do You Think Will Happen? And why did I pick that topic today? Because we're coming to the end of the year 2010, and we're about to enter a keynote year for many people, 2011. There's something within people's souls, people's memories, people's thoughts, people's interior and exterior, everything that's going on around them, that keeps telling them everything is changing. There's a lot of the same old stuff out there, like, oh, well, or aliens, part of this or not. So let's look at aliens, because they're always in the news. What do you think will happen with the dissemination of information about aliens in 2011? There are those who have been waiting for years, decades, for the government to come forward and bring out the information about what happened in Roswell, what happened with other crashes, what's really going on. But you know, folks, I don't think any of that's ever going to be really out there. By this time, we're going back to the 1940s and probably even earlier. By this time in the game already, that information has been told to person A, who told it to person B, and each time it was told to the next person or groups of people or Senate committees or the press or whatever, each time it gets slightly tweaked, slightly changed. There are certain basic things that we've all come to agree. Something has happened. There was at least a UFO crash. There were recovered entities, be it in 47 or some other year or a lot of different times and a lot of different places and countries, because this is not just localized to the United States. With the aliens, with the UFOs, with the cover-ups, okay, so we've all come to understand, yes, okay, it's all happened. But what has happened as a result of this? Not the cover-ups. The cover-ups are for a certain group of people who work very, very hard to find documentation to prove that the government's lying and that they should come forward. I do not see that happening in 2011. The only time I see any government, anywhere, anytime, any place coming forward and saying, yes, there are ships, we are being visited, we are not alone, the only time I see anything like that happening is when there's actual alien visitation. Okay, I know you're waiting for it. I know everyone's waiting for it. I know everyone senses something is coming soon. And why is it so important about the aliens? It's not just a game. Let's go up on a ship and take a cruise. The reason that people are so interested in the aliens is because somewhere, somehow out there in the bigger picture of things, we're connected to them. Okay, whether they created us or we're hybrids or whatever it is, there is an interconnectedness between us and any alien group that would visit here on the planet. That's what we want to know. The big questions that are out there between the earth changes and everything that's going on, we want to know, we're sensing, we're feeling, we need to know how we were created, who created us, what is the purpose, where is it all going, and how you, as an individual, are personally involved in this. You know, it isn't about some alien gray who came and did some not too nice things to you or someone you know. I mean, we know this is very unfortunate. We know that it actually represents the fact, and these things did happen, it represents the fact that there are biogenetic experiments that have always gone on in the planet. We are a biogenetic experiment, something dating back to the Sumerians, and that's why when they foresee 2011, it has something to do perhaps with Nibiru, the Sumerian gods, the return of the gods. You know, there's going to be a lot of stuff happening in 2011 when everybody who has a theory, be it conspiracy or whatever, everyone's going to want to push their theory into consciousness. I get called by people who make documentaries all the time. They have a theory. They'd like me to be part of the theory. One man wanted me to be part of Nibiru was returning next year. The dates about 2011, what will happen in 2011, I've heard dates in April. I've heard dates in May. I've heard so many different things that, you know, what you have to do, of course, is judge and decide for yourself what's going to happen and how it affects you. In terms of what will happen, though, with aliens, I honestly do not see the ships coming forward to the point. I mean, there'll always be sightings. There'll always be lights in the sky, spirals in the sky, things that are unexplained, people with night scope glasses looking out there and saying, look at that, look at all the ships out there, you know? Those who work on the International Space Station, they've seen it. Everybody has seen it. But the point is, it's all rehashed, going back to forever. It's all rehashed unless there is actual contact that is made and verified, and we learn something from it. We learn what's going on. We learn some sort of information that will help human consciousness move forward. And that information is, who are we and why are we here? So that's what the main thing has to do with aliens. So what do I think will happen? I think a lot of people will put out a lot of theories. I think there'll be a lot more... Well, WikiLeaks maybe will bring out some more information, but do I feel there's anything definitive in 2011? No. Now, what do I think will happen with the economy? Depends who you talk to. Some people say the real estate market will get better. Other people say it'll stay the same. You're going to hear a mix of everything, okay? Now, let me ask you, what do you think will happen with the real estate market in 2011? Do you think the amount of foreclosures is going to increase? Do you think that the building of new homes has leveled off? Do you think this is by country, or even more so by state in the United States? Do you think this is global? Do you think more people will become homeless next year? Most of these questions can pretty well easily be answered by reading the news, going onto YouTube, listening to what's going on, following things, just following the information. What do I think will happen with the economy? My theory on everything is we live in a hologram. We're experiencing here as beings of light, not beings with arms and legs and stuff, little energies of light. We're here to experience in a physical form. We're here to experience emotion, to learn, like we're aliens, okay? We're here, we experience, and the whole project, because we are a science project, this whole project is about to end and move. It's supposed to go, you know, conclude, and that would be it. And the whole totality of this consciousness would return to the source that created it. That's what I think. Do I think this will happen, okay, in 2011? No, I don't. I see 2011 continuing on. I see economic changes. Some will maybe look a little bit better, but at the end of the day, I really don't feel this economy is getting better. When a reality collapses, when a program collapses, the program is set up so it could observe human behavior, unfortunately, when things are not going well. And as this is the end of the program, it's going to be observing the behavior of the people within its parameters in situations that are scary and frustrating. And it's not going to be a pretty place, the planet. It really isn't. So if you were to ask me what I think is going to happen with the economy, regardless of what the government says, and we've learned in recent years, you know, don't believe that, regardless of what is in the media indoctrination, and we've learned, don't believe everything. Regardless of all of it, I don't think that's going to turn around next year either. Okay, next thing, what do you think will happen with the natural disasters? There are choices. Will they accelerate? Will they stop completely? Will they increase and affect more populated areas? My opinion with the natural disasters are the tectonic plates that support the planet have broken. They've come loose. There are underwater happenings. There are above water happenings. Any volcano in any part of the planet could go off. Most of what's happening is coming out of the blue, and it's coming by surprise. Like Haiti came as a surprise. Chile, maybe not so much because it's very seismic there, but what happened in Haiti did. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to hit the fan in 2011. And the natural disasters, even though they say, well, we always have 6.7 point this and that on the earthquakes, the difference being now it's moving into populated areas. Why? To awaken people. When you see people who have just been through major earthquakes, they come running and screaming out into the street, the world's coming to an end, the world's coming to an end. Why are they saying that? Why don't they just say, oh my God, my house is falling down, or my family is trapped, or somebody help? But it's like something that's ingrained in people. It's an inner knowing. And they come running out and they say, the world is coming to an end. Even if they're not screaming it in the street, they're feeling it inside. This is it, man. We are doomed. There is something inside of each of us that allows us to understand that that which we have experienced, which humanity has experienced for millennia, is going to change now. Where that's going to change, of course, we get different theories on that in the what do you think will happen, but what do you think will happen after all of these cataclysms or whatever go on? That's, you know, different people have different opinions. I say we all return to light. I do not think we're going to another earth. I do not think we're coming back to rebuild this earth. Speaking of which, a lot of people are talking about underground bunkers that have been built all over the world, actually. Many in the United States. I saw some on the History Channel. I saw some on various channels, people talking about them on talk shows, on YouTube, about underground bunkers that could sustain life. And that makes no sense to me. I mean, the people have to do what they have to do. If this world is toast, then no underground bunker is going to be worth going down into, because when you come up out of it, what are you coming up to? An ice age? Something where there's too much carbon dioxide? The air isn't good. There's no food. There's no nothing. I mean, think about it. You know, most of you don't lead the kind of lives where the manual labor that would be required if the planet survived, which I just see the whole thing going, but you're just not equipped, and you won't be equipped, and you're going to be sitting in your bunker till when? It's just, you know, this is sci-fi movies. It's the part of sci-fi movies that when I see it, I say, oh, this is interesting. I saw them when I was a little kid in the 50s, and, you know, went on into the 60s and 70s. Underground bunkers are not going to save anything. When this reality ends to me, it's just like the end of a film documentary. What will happen? What do you think will happen at the end? What do I think? What I think will happen is it all fades to black. Our souls just lift and we go. Every single soul in this programmed reality is programmed, is the right word, to know when this is going to end or evolve, whatever word it is. How much fear you put into it, what you do with that information, that's really up to you. What I think will happen is growing conscious awareness that we are coming to the end of something will definitely accelerate exponentially in 2011. What do I think will happen with the healing grids and the energy work? I could tell you this much. 2010, my clients, people I talk to, fellow researchers, it's getting boring already. Everybody wants the next. No one wants to just sit around and just say, well, I'm going to meditate in a full moon and fix this and do this and do that. It's really redundant. It's been done for the last 20 years. I mean, energy work is very nice. I'm not saying you shouldn't meditate or do yoga or whatever, you know, modality appeals to you. But we're too close to what I call the end to sit and dwell in these things. Anybody who I know who has been a teacher of healing modalities, energy worker, author, people who have worked in this for years and years and years, they're tired. They're worn out, they're tired, they want the next. They're like, oh yeah, I've done it and done it and done it. Come on, let's do something else. Let's do something different. There will always be people who are here who are programmed to work with the wounded souls. Their purpose in our reality experiment is to allow souls to come to some level of balance to overcome fear. That's what the healing work is about, to get past fear. And when you get past fear, you say, well, then, okay, maybe Ellie has some truth into what she's saying. Because if you get past fear, you can get past your ego. And if you get past your ego, you can get to a point where you feel, okay, this whole experience can end and Ellie won't exist. I won't exist. I'm going back into who I truly am. Remember the old expression, you know, you're a being of light. You're a spiritual being having a physical experience, not really a physical being having a spiritual experience. You're going back to light. We are all going back to light. And along the way, 2011, 2012, and everything, each year as it goes, depending how far you see, each year you will feel this stronger and stronger and stronger. So when people say, what do you think will happen? They will be more and more specific. What will happen to the planet? What will happen to the government? What will happen to religion? If an alien just happens to get out of a ship and go, I'm back, you know, what will happen to our belief systems? What will happen to the education systems that obviously a lot of people feel do not work? That's another topic. What do you think will happen to, well, you pick a topic. You think about it and say, what do you think in 2011 as, see it as this energy, and it's starting to build like a snowball, okay? This energy started building decades ago, but as it builds like a snowball coming down in an avalanche, it just goes faster and faster and faster. So as this momentum and this frequency is moving faster and faster, what do you think will happen to the ultimate thing, human consciousness? And on that level, I thank you for listening, and I will be back. Thank you.